Well, good evening, everybody. This is Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Welcome to Love Yourself Fearlessly. And tonight we're talking about how to recover quickly when life throws you a curveball, from bankruptcy, divorce, breakups to the loss of a loved one. Life can be challenging. Everybody has challenges, and each person's are different. Tonight we're going to talk about how to move through the recovery stages quickly and with ease. This process that I'm going to teach you is going to help anyone recover from any issue. Now, I'm not saying that the loss of a loved one is less than, you know, the loss of a home. Or I'm not saying that at all. But these steps can be used in any situation. I am a life, love, and sex coach. I'm also the author of Orgasm for Life, the new book. I read the Akashic Records. I use hypnotherapy, neurolinguistic programming, and excuse me just one second. I also do energy healing, and I do life coaching, and I kind of combine it all together into one shiny little package, and I am a catalyst as well. So when I start working with a particular person, their issues just come up automatically. There's nothing I do or button I push. It just happens. So it is a gift that I have, and it's kind of an interesting thing. So I teach from my personal experience, and I help those who've, you know, had some difficulty with life, with relationships, and I can help people shift quickly. I live each day grounded in the spiritual. I speak to my guides, your guides, the ascended, the divine. So our purpose here on this planet is to evolve and grow and to recognize that we are actually love itself. And when we begin to live from that place of complete self-acceptance, our world changes. And mine certainly did. Before I go any further, I just want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to be healed on a very deep level. So I'm going to open or ask the Ascended Masters to assist and open your Akashic Records. In the meantime, I just want you to take a deep breath, close your eyes, and ask for your high self to be completely grounded in your body, be completely connected with your high self. And you may feel a little, there was a little something that happened, a little energetic something coming in from above down into the top of your head, into your shoulders. And now I'm going to ask the Ascended Masters to assist everyone's Akashic Records to be open. So I'm just going to do a little prayer. And in this prayer, that's where the magic happens. So I ask God to have a shield of love and truth around you permanently, so only God's love and truth exists between you and me. I allow the masters, teachers, and loved ones of you to channel through me out of whatever realm and to say whatever they wish. And I ask permission of the Lords of the Akashic Records to allow me to remove whatever information I am allowed. Thank you. Okay, just take another deep breath. So again, back to the quick recovery from life's curveballs. We have all had them, and I certainly have had quite a few of my own. From marrying a gay man to be cheated on more than once, I've lost everything that I own due to black mold, financial issues. I've sold everything. I've done that twice, moved across the country. I have lost an ex-husband, and within a month of that, lost two best friends. And loss certainly is something that I've experienced. And I had a man die right after we made love. And he was very dear, near and dear to my heart is probably the easiest way I can say it. He was definitely somebody I love deeply. So I have experienced a lot of loss. And I've also recovered. And when we think about life's events, It's not the event itself that counts. It's, you know, when we obsess about it rather than let it go, it will impact us a much longer time, and recovery will be more difficult. For some people, you know, we hang on to resentment. You know, we get divorced and we're angry with our ex-spouse and for whatever reason. And sometimes people never recover from resentment. And, you know, they often end up getting cancer, or dying of a heart attack. In this way, they never get over it. And that's sad. So what I want to talk to you about, the way to recover. So one of the first things that we want to do is basically we're setting an intention, or we're recognizing that some things are happening in our life. And you know, we don't know what's happening, but we recognize something big is happening. So just saying to the universe, I know that something's happening, and I don't know why it's happening, but I do know one thing. I do know that this will never happen to me again. I don't want to experience this again. And I want to learn from this. And I know something big and wonderful is going to happen very soon. So what you're doing is you're setting an intention, you're setting an expectation, and you're sending it out to the universe, especially when it's in passion. The more emotion that you have in this affirmation or in this intention, the more quickly that it goes out into the universe. And it's like a huge boomerang. What we send out comes back to us. If we are thinking negative thoughts, we will have negative things come back to us. If we're thinking positive thoughts and we do it with emotion, we will receive positive things in return. So when you do this, you're creating a positive outcome, and the results can be absolutely amazing. Instead of focusing on the negative, you're looking for the silver lining, and you always want to be looking for the silver lining. In each experience we have, yes, there's pain, and there can be sorrow, but there's always a silver lining. So what is your silver lining? What is it that you're learning from the particular situation that you're recovering from? And maybe there's not anything right now that you're dealing with, but perhaps it's something in the past that you haven't completely recovered from or healed from. So look for that silver lining. And when you look for that silver lining, you start to look, let's say it's a relationship. You've broken up from a relationship recently, and it was particularly painful. However, there's been a gift in it. You learn something, and when we begin to say thank you for the gift, it will shift your energy. And I'm going to get back to the gratitude in a little bit. So what is the definition of insanity? And I always think of the Energizer Bunny when I think of the definition of insanity. You know, backing up and running into the wall, backing up and running into the wall, and doing it again and again until your forehead's bloody. I know, I feel like I've done that a few times in my life. But when we expect different results, but we're doing the same thing, and that's insanity. So let's do things a little differently. This is a three-step process we're going to talk about, and the first one is our thoughts. And Florence Scovelshin, who wrote The Game of Life and How to Play It, talks about the word being our sword. Our word is our sword. And what does she mean by that? She means that your words can cut like a knife. Your words can create heaven and hell. Your word is your sword. So remember, every time you say something, every time you think something, it is like we are shouting into a megaphone into the universe, I hate myself, or whatever it is our thought is. So we want to make our thoughts positive. We want to reprogram our thoughts. And like any fitness program, when we begin it, we need to be diligent. We need to stay with it. We need to be really committed to stay with it. So we watch our thoughts. And each time you think a negative thought, for example, somebody says, hey, would you like to go have lunch with me? And you automatically say, well, you know, I'd like to, but I just don't have the money for that right now. So instead of saying that, because that's a negative thought, and what you're doing is you're saying, I don't have the money, and I won't have it tomorrow either because I'm talking about it, and I'm sending this message out into the universe. And the universe will send it back to me and say, you know, you're right. You don't have the money, and you won't have it tomorrow either. So here's a different way to look at that. I choose not to spend my money on that right now. I would love to have lunch with you another time, but right now I'm choosing to not spend my money on that right now. Can we do it, say, in another month or two? So you find a different way to say the same thing, but it's positive instead of dwelling on the negative. Okay, so what we're doing is we're reprogramming the conscious mind, and we're doing that by changing our thoughts, making our thoughts positive, focusing on positive things. You know, we have total control of our mind. We really do. And women apparently think over, was it over, what is it? No, that's 7,000 words is what we say in a day. Women speak a lot more than men. But we do think a lot. And if you could walk around all day with a book, just take a Saturday and write down everything that you think. And then go back and look at it and highlight the ones that were negative, and that will give you a really good idea of how the percentage of positive and negative thoughts are for you. But what we want to do is every time we make a negative or a negative statement is to correct it in the moment and change it into positive. And there are some people out there, they snap their fingers and they go cancel, and you can do that. Or you could wear a rubber band around your wrist and you could twing and hurt yourself every time you think a negative thought. I choose to live without pain. I don't like pain. So there are other ways that you could get around that. But conscious, positive thought process. So that's what we want to do. And how do we do that? Affirmations work. When we wake up, the minute we wake up in the morning, we can say affirmations, and we can just be focusing on the positive, trying to stay in the positive. We're recreating our reality. And a thought is something that happens outside of you. It is actually nothing to do with the circumstances, but your thinking is causing your pain. So being aware of what you're thinking, for example, after a divorce or you're going through a divorce, if you're having negative thoughts about your spouse, these thoughts could be changed. This is not serving me. How can I let this go? So be aware of what your thoughts are about your situation, because these thoughts can cause limiting beliefs, but also what our parents have said to us, what teachers, siblings have said to us, all of those things go into our subconscious mind. Excuse me one second. Which brings me to the second step. The second step is to reprogram the unconscious mind. And that's where energy clearing comes in. I work to eliminate the unconscious mind programs of lack, limitation, unworthiness, and those types of things. And it can really make a huge difference. When we focus on negative thoughts and we focus on resentment, basically what we're doing is we're saying no to good things coming into our lives. We are shutting the windows, closing the doors, and we are closing off all paths to changing our life. We are basically saying, no, I don't want to change. I would rather suffer. So wouldn't it be better to focus on something positive and open doors instead of closed doors? Now, the subconscious mind or the unconscious mind is where those belief systems, perhaps about money, how do you feel about money? Do you think that all wealthy people are assholes, or do you think that you can't be spiritual and be wealthy? Those are unconscious limiting beliefs. So you want to focus on solutions. So what are the solutions? Opportunities. So you want to instead open the pathways, open the doors, say yes to the universe, and open up to the new opportunities. And how we do this is become aware. I mentioned the silver lining before. This is really huge. When we start to look at our situation from a different perspective and recognize the universe, God, the divine, the universe, life is always and in every way working for you. Life is working for you. Now, it may feel differently at times, but truly, it is our thoughts that are creating and perpetuating the negativity, the issues with money, the issues with lack, the issues with relationships, feeling unworthy about ourselves. Those unconscious programs are what are causing the issues to reoccur and show up in other areas in our lives. So how do we let go? There's two things that have to be, well, three actually, have to be done. So to reprogram the unconscious mind, we have to step back, put our mind in neutral, and there are a couple different ways to do that. We can do that when we're peeling vegetables, standing in the shower, meditating, when we first wake up, or when we're first just about to fall asleep. Those are perfect times where we can access our unconscious mind. The unconscious mind has a gatekeeper, and it's like a trap door, like a steel door that closes. And so we have to get our mind into neutral to get beyond that gatekeeper. And those things I just mentioned, driving your car, taking a shower, shaving, putting your makeup on, peeling vegetables, anything that you do automatically, this is a really good time to access the unconscious mind. And if, again, on first awakening, when we first wake up, that is sometimes when guides will give you messages. If you listen, you may hear some voices or a word or something when you first wake up. That is coming from your higher self or your unconscious mind. The same thing with right before you go to sleep. So using a mantra at this time, I am safe, I am whole, I'm strong. Using the words I am, make whatever you're saying more powerful. So how do you use I am? Are you using it in I am poor, I am sick? If you're doing that, you're giving your words even more power, even more fuel, sending them out with more vehemence and bringing that, whatever it is, that negative pattern back to you. So what we're wanting to do is not be in resistance. Where the doors are closed, you want to surrender. Surrender does not mean you're giving up. It means that you are aware and that you accept the fact that, let's just say, your credit score isn't stellar. So you accept the fact that you're $10,000 in debt. Okay, I'm $10,000 in debt. However, worrying isn't going to make it go away. Worrying isn't going to make it better, and it's not going to make me feel better. I will deal with it when I can, but focusing on the debt, making negative statements about it, worrying about it does not help. So it's not that you're ignoring the issue, it's that you accept the fact, but you're surrendering to it. So when we say life isn't fair, this shouldn't be this way, life shouldn't be this way, life is hard, what you're doing is you're closing doors, you are being resistant, and you are shutting down opportunities. Instead, it's a really good thing to ask questions. How can my life get any better? How could I effortlessly and easily create the income that I need? Or you could say, how could I effortlessly and easily create $10,000 a month income? How could I effortlessly and easily fill in the blank? So again, if you don't accept your situation, you can't change it. I'm going to repeat that. If you're in denial about something, you're not in acceptance. If your husband is having an affair and you're in denial of it, you can't change it. If you're not accepting the fact that you're in $10,000 debt, you cannot change it. What you're doing is you're resisting, and that garage door is locked in place, and there's no new opportunities going to come through. So there are a couple of things that we need to do. We need to be present. How do we do that? take a deep breath. Exhale completely. Do that one more time. Exhale completely. Relax your shoulders with the exhalation. And this time, as you breathe in slowly and breathe out and say, I release that which no longer serves me. When we ask to connect to our high self, which is our God self, we become more aware. It is like opening up the channels of communication to the divine mind or the universal mind. Being present, living in the present, and sitting and connecting with your high self is probably one of the most important things to do each day. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the past. I went through a period of time where I talked about the past a lot. I talked about my story. I talked about what happened in my childhood. And each time I did, I was recreating that victimization. I was recreating that negativity. And I wondered why life was so hard. And when I talked about it, of course, what I was doing is bringing the past into the present by speaking about it. Now, I'm not saying that you can't ever talk about the past, but when it's a particularly painful memory and you keep bringing it into the present, what you're doing is dragging it with you. You're dragging all that past energy with you into the present. And I think about, it makes me remember when my children were little toddlers and they'd kind of grasp your ankle and you try to walk across the floor dragging this two-year-old child. It's pretty difficult. So think about dragging a two-year-old infant. That's your past, dragging and dragging with you. It's very heavy to do and you don't want to do it. So really the past has no power over you. What does are the thoughts that you think. Now think about those memories. Can you touch your memories? Can you feel your memories? You can feel the emotion, but can you feel the memories? The past doesn't even exist. It's just in our memories, just in our mind. But it has such a negative impact on us, and we recreate it every time we think about it. We drag it with you. We drag it with us like that two-year-old infant around our ankle. And now what about the future? Well, the future doesn't exist either. So all we have is the present. And I just want to take another moment about the past. The past has no power over you except the power that you give it. So how much power are you giving the past? Are you recreating that victimhood today that was present yesterday? So what problems do you have right now? Right now in this moment. Take a deep breath. Well, you could be asking, well, where am I going to live now that my divorce is happening? Well, now that I'm getting divorced, what's going to happen? Am I ever going to find anybody I can love again? There are a lot of things that you could be thinking. We recreate our reality with our thoughts. And reliving the past is not staying in the present. So when we're in the present, what we want to do is appreciate it. Appreciate what is right here, right now. Breathe. When I first learned to read tarot cards, I was constantly doing tarot layouts. And to this day, I do not have any tarot cards because I was obsessed with them. So I gave them away. But when we're looking into the future constantly or looking over our shoulder in the past, we could be feeling shame. We could be feeling guilt. And then, of course, looking into the future, well, I wonder if I'll ever get married again. I wonder if I'll have children. I wonder if I'll ever be wealthy. All of these thoughts and energies that we're putting into the future are taking away from the present moment. So it's really, really important to stay present without looking over our shoulder in the past what has just happened or looking into the future to see what might be coming. So we have to stop thinking limiting beliefs. We have to stop being negative. And I hear some of you saying, well, that's easier said than done, but I am here to tell you there wasn't a person more negative than me. And if I can change my thoughts to positive thoughts, so can you. It took a really handsome man in Georgia to tell me how critical I was of others, which made me realize how negative I was. And if I was criticizing others, I was also criticizing myself. So whatever this point is that has caused you to turn around and look at what's going on in your life, say thank you. And be grateful for what has happened in the past. When we start being grateful for what has happened, good things will happen tomorrow. So we want to make our thoughts today positive, be focused on the present, and we're reprogramming the subconscious mind. And I'll be doing an energy clearing in a little bit. All right, now, step three, what are we going to do past this? We've worked on reprogramming our minds, making our thoughts positive. You know, our word is our sword. We've got to shout positive things into that megaphone, into the universe, so that positive things come back. And then we're working on reprogramming the unconscious mind with mantras. Okay, let's just talk about that a little bit because I think I skipped over that. I recommend I Love Me. It's a really good mantra to have playing in the background. You can do that all day long. It does help you love yourself. It does help you to connect with yourself. But there are other mantras that you can use. And whatever fits, whatever feels good, use. As I am. All is well in my world. I am safe as I am. Here's another one. I am whole, perfect, complete, powerful, strong, harmonious, loving, and happy. I'll do that one again. I may get the order a little bit mixed up. I am whole, perfect, complete, powerful, strong, harmonious, happy, and loving. That is a really good one that I recommend using upon awakening 3 times and right before going to sleep. It comes from the Master Key System by Charles Hanel. It's a really powerful book. I highly recommend it. Okay, so the last thing that we're going to talk about, and then we're going to open up the question and answers and then do an energy clearing. The next thing that we want to do is focus on raising our vibration. When we're feeling guilty about what we've done in the past, when we're focused on all the people we slept with or all the mistakes we made or what we didn't do, what we're doing is we're shaming ourselves, we're feeling guilty about the past, and guilt and shame are two of the lowest vibrational energies that there are. David R. Hawkins wrote a book called Power Versus Force, and in my first book, I put his chart of consciousness in it, and he talks about the levels of consciousness and what each vibration, each emotion vibrates at. And so where we want to get to is above 500, and there are many different people that have been talking about this, love or above. You want to get your vibration at love or above. And what makes you feel love? Well, it could be a lot of things. It could be your hugging your kitten, petting your cat, taking your dog for a walk, being out in nature. Whatever gives you that feeling of love, joy, peace, all of those are very high vibrational feelings or emotions. So you want to be at love or above. Okay, now one of the questions that I'm hearing is, why would we want to do this? What does raising your vibrational level to love or above do for you? Well, when we're vibrating at a low rate, like shame or worry or fear, any of those things are below like 250. Even anger is above those. Anger is above shame, guilt, and fear. So even if you have to get angry to raise your vibration, now that's not 500, that's like 250, but it is above shame. So anything that you can do to get your vibration higher, because apathy and depression and those types of things can happen at those lower rates. So we want to get our vibration higher. Jumping on a trampoline might make you giggle. That might do it for you. Sitting in a field of wildflowers may bring you peace. Meditating may give you that peace that you need. So whatever it is that will bring your vibration up to that 500 or above, that's what we want to do. And then we want to focus on manifesting. And our belief systems are so strong and so powerful that we have to eliminate, we're going to talk about this soon, and I'm going to be doing an energy clearing for these issues. So some of the things that we're going to be clearing are belief systems like, I'll never be a millionaire, I'll never make money in this economy, I mean, this economy just sucks, and, you know, I just can't get a job, this economy is so bad that I won't be successful. But you know what? There are a lot of people making millions of dollars in this economy. So all of those things are just limiting beliefs. Okay, here's another one. I'm too old. Or if I make a lot of money, that because rich people are jerks, then that means I'm a jerk. Or I can't be spiritual and have money at the same time. It just, you know, being spiritual is, you know, precludes me from being wealthy. And, you know, the universe wants us to be wealthy because we can do so much more good out there when we're really wealthy. So we're going to be clearing those limiting we're going to clear those limiting beliefs in just a moment. And I'd like you to sort of be thinking about what they are and start thinking about what you want to manifest. So for me, I really would like to work less and make more money. And that's my intention. I work less and make more money. And I want to do it easily. I want to make lots of money and not have to hire a lot of people to help me do that. So unleashing our negative past is what we're going to do, because holding on to that negative hurt is like dragging that proverbial two-year-old around your ankle and trying to walk with that two-year-old. It's pretty difficult. So we're unleashing the negative past that is, and stop giving it power because it's not serving you. So we're going to be clearing that. And remember, wherever you vibrate, if you're feeling guilt or shame, you're attracting more guilt and shame into your life. If you're feeling angry, you're attracting more anger into your life. You'll find people out there in the world that are angry. So wherever you're resonating, excuse me, one sec. Pardon me. So wherever you're resonating, wherever you're vibrating, you want to raise it higher and turn things around. So letting go of the sadness and attracting more of what's going to bring you joy. So we're going to focus on gratitude. Gratitude, thank you for this gift. Thank you for this lesson. Thank you for this relationship that showed up in my life that taught me more about myself. Thank you for this relationship that taught me how I'm in denial of my own desires. Thank you for this, you know, the ending of this relationship that taught me that I cheat on myself. If I'm attracting somebody that's going to cheat on me, I cheat on myself in some ways. So thank you, thank you, thank you for this gift. When we say thank you, gratitude raises our vibration. It is a really easy way when you don't feel good to raise your vibration. And here's some ideas. Thank you for my hands that touch. Thank you for my eyes that see. Thank you for my lips that kiss. Thank you for my arms that hug around me. Thank you for my home. Thank you for the food on the table.
Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my family. Whatever you can think of to be grateful for, when you are able to say thank you for those things, basically what you're doing is you're appreciating what you have in this moment. And when you do that, appreciation and gratitude begets, brings you more. When you appreciate your spouse, your partner, your loved one, don't they just light up when you tell them, thank you, I really love it when you do those things for me. I love it when you hear me when I ask you for something. Thank you for listening. When we appreciate the ones that we love, we get so much more out of the relationship because we're raising the relationship up to a higher level. Gratitude is positive energy, and it helps you to vibrate above 500. Gratitude will step you out of depression. Gratitude will open your heart, and it will allow you to receive more. It opens up your heart to the unlimited possibilities of the universe, and there are so many possibilities. It elevates your vibration. And now let's talk a little bit about the people around you. If you are raising your vibration, but you've got friends that only bitch and moan and complain, and they talk about other people, they gossip all the time. Gossip is a very low vibrational event. And it's something that, you know, if you read gossip magazines or, you know, you watch all these, all the stuff about the Hollywood harlots or whatever it is the story is today, those types of things are low vibrational energy. And we want to focus on being positive. So there may be some people in your life that are negative. There may be some people that are dragging. And it may be that you either have to tell them, this is what I need in my life right now, so I need you to be positive. If that's not possible, then, you know, we may not be able to hang out together anymore. I'm sorry. And, you know, you have to validate or affirm for yourself what it is you need and what will make you feel better, what will help to bring more good to you and more good into your life. Negativity is contagious. It is like a disease. And when we're around negative people, it is so easy for us to drop our vibration down to their level. It's harder to stay up high in our vibration. So again, you know, if family members are negative, you may not be able to spend much time with them. And, you know, there have been some really amazing quotes about positive energy, and Oprah's one of them, about being responsible for the energy you bring into a room. So when you enter a room, notice, how am I feeling? Am I bringing positive energy here? When you greet somebody, what's the first thing that you do? Do you bitch, moan, or complain, or do you say, I had a great day, how was yours? So be sure that you're conscious of your own energy. And create this, you know, powerful, you have this circle of trust of high vibrational friends that will help to keep you positive. Because you don't want, I remember when I was going through a particularly difficult situation, and I had a family member who constantly was, oh, poor Jennifer, oh, poor, poor Jennifer, you poor thing, you poor thing. And what that does, it doesn't serve you. It brings you down. And what was actually happening was that this person was actually, even though I was going through this difficult situation, that they were bringing me down to their vibrational energy. And so we've got to be really careful about pity. You don't want to pity anybody. You want to elevate your friends. You want to elevate your loved ones. And being positive, talking about, well, you know, there's something good coming around the corner. I just feel it. You know, you've been through so much, and I honor you for all that you've been through, but I know good is coming your way. Things are going to get better. They have to get better. So there's a lot of different ways that you can support your friends and your loved ones without lowering your vibration into the pity party, because that will bring you down, and you don't want that. So let's just check. Here we go. So we're letting go of the past and anything that doesn't make you feel good. If you are moving a household, and I've got this message for some of my friends that have been hanging on to things that came from somebody's estate, heavy desks, heavy laden furniture with other people's energy, maybe from a loved one, a family member who's passed away, and every time you look at that piece of furniture, you feel sad. This piece of furniture needs to go. It doesn't make you feel happy. Let it go. Sell it, give it away. But the things that we have around us, if they don't make you feel good, let them go. I would rather have nothing in my house and have things or energy that surrounds me that is positive, light, and supportive than to surround myself with a bunch of heavy laden furniture and stuff, material things, that bring my vibration down. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to raise your vibration, watching who you spend time with, the things around you, are they broken? Do they have sadness attached to them? Every time you open an old book, do you feel heavy, tired, fatigued? That stuff's got to go. Let go of the past. If it's not making you feel good, let it go. And the same thing with those negative feelings. How can we let go of the past? Forgive yourself for attracting this person into your life. The easiest way to do that is the Ho'oponopono prayer. I've used this for lots of my clients. I've used it for myself. It's very simple. And often the most simplistic tools are the most powerful. And this is one of those. It's a kahuna healing prayer from Hawaii. The kahunas use it. I worked with a kahuna, and this is one of the things that he used. It is simple. I am sorry, or I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And how do you use it? You always use it on yourself first and then on whoever it is that you need to forgive. And remember, when you're forgiving someone else, whether it's someone who hurt you, someone abandoned you, someone who betrayed you, whatever it was, you want to do that work for yourself first. You don't have to have an apology from that other person, and you don't have to condone their behavior. If you can't forgive someone, I'm just going to remind you, I didn't come up with this, but I'm going to just speak it anyway. I don't know who the original person was that wrote this, but unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. So when we don't forgive someone else, it's only hurting you. It doesn't do a thing, not a flip, for the person that you're not forgiving. So you're not holding out anything. All you're doing is hurting yourself. So allowing this to go, releasing the past, forgiving the negativity, what you're doing is you're reconstructing your energy. You are letting go of the past. And you want to come from a place of love whenever you can. My daughter just called me last night. She has just started college. She had been living with a friend, actually five different friends. And she moved out when the friend was out of town. And the friend called her. And, you know, this friend has been through a lot. She's lost two boyfriends. She's had 11 suicide attempts. There's been a lot of suicide around her. It's, you know, just a really sad situation. And what I'm here to tell you is that if someone is saying hurtful things to you, it's because they are hurting. People who are hurting hurt other people. And so instead of being angry or resentful towards these people that are hurting you, have compassion for them. And when you have compassion for yourself, you'll have more compassion for others. Okay, and so again, the gratitude is really big. This is probably one of the most powerful things that I can tell you. It opens your heart. It opens you up to receive your greater good. It opens you up to great opportunities. It opens doors. And when something, an opportunity comes your way, it may be that this opportunity doesn't look like something that you really want. But instead of rejecting it outright and saying, well, I don't want, for example, you get offered a job and you haven't worked for corporate America in over 20 years. So instead of saying, well, I don't want this job, I'll never do that. Instead of doing that, why not just kind of feel it, feel into the energy of having that job? How would that change things for you? Being grateful for the opportunity. And you know what's going to happen when you do that? Instead of saying, absolutely not, that closes the door. What you begin to say is that you're opening up to the possibility, well, let me just apply for this job. Let me just see how things go. And maybe you won't get the job, but maybe what you'll do is you walk through the door that the universe has offered you. When you walk through one door, there will be another one that opens up down the road. And it may be sooner rather than later. So being grateful for these opportunities when they show up, even if the package doesn't look like something that you really want. This is powerful. I'm grateful for this opportunity. Let me see. I will fill out this application. Let me get my resume done. Okay, I will look into this. I will do it. Think of it from a positive perspective instead of, ew, I don't want to do that. I haven't done that in 20 years. Do you see the difference? So being grateful for the opportunity is living fully. It's instead of being resistant, you're being open. And when you're in a place of openness, new opportunities will show up. When you're in a place of resistance, and what does that mean, resistance? Resistance means when you rail against what's coming towards you. Being offered that job and go, hell no, I don't want that job. So we don't want to be in resistance. When the universe gives you an opportunity, say, okay, thank you, universe. Let me look into this. Let me walk through that door and see what other opportunities may come my way. So we want to be connected to our high self. And when we're connected to our high self, we will find more clarity than we've ever had before. You might find you get information from the divine mind. You might find that you channel a book coming through your high self. Beginning to meditate on a regular basis. I have a meditation on YouTube. It's called the Divine Presence Process Meditation. People have had their lives changed doing this meditation every day. And I did not come up with it. It was gifted to me. So I just want to say this is a really powerful meditation. It will help you step up, connect with your high self, and feel filled with love. We want to be in a place of tranquility, peace, and joy, a place of pure love. And instead of having doors closed, we want to walk through these doors, and walking through these doors will open up new opportunities. I apologize for the barking Yoda. Okay, so I'm going to just check in with everybody and see how everybody's doing. Does anybody have a question or something in particular they'd like to clear? Everybody's still with me?
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready to just go ahead and clear out these negative thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay. And this may take us beyond the hour mark, but if everybody's willing, hang on 1 second. What was that, Nikki?
I just said I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay, hold on 1 second. I am going to do, this may take a few minutes, but it will be good. All right, so just make sure everybody's connected to your high self, and how do we do that? Just kind of send your energy up about 3 meters up above yourself. So just to say, I connect to my high self. I ask for my high self to be completely implemented or integrated in my body and energy body. Okay, I'm going to mute you all again. So I ask to connect to each and every person's high self, and I ask to clear the six bodies comprising the soul. Clear, remove, replace, elevate, and educate committee members to the highest level in chart three. And I ask to clear all negativity. I ask to clear all holes, rips, openings, tears. I ask to clear vortexes, portals, wormholes, dark veils, Illuminati, dark angels, ET implants. I ask to clear all chart five energies. I ask to clear everyone to their and their high self for all of chart 10A. I ask to clear holes, rips, openings, tears in everyone's auric field. I ask to clear all charts 10A to 32 on all levels and layers. I ask to clear anything below chart 3, all static in your auric field. I ask to clear blocks to be open to receive. I ask to clear each and everyone's ego to be less than 4%, and I ask for your soul purposes to be a single-digit number. I ask to update your high self with the latest love, light, wisdom, and understanding. And I ask to, let's see where... I am going to have to put you guys on pause for 1 second. Hold on 1 sec. Sorry about that, everybody. Alrighty. So I ask to clear past lives at the I am level. I ask to clear unworthiness. I ask to clear self-hatred. I ask to clear issues with self-love. Take a deep breath. I ask to clear feelings of not being good enough. I ask to clear feelings of unworthiness. I ask to clear any past lives to do with self-punishment. And I ask to clear from the root of all the issues. I ask to clear past lives of conflict. I ask to clear past lives of experienced trauma, emotional death, paralysis, torture, repression, resentment, restlessness, unforgiveness, anger. And I ask to clear from the point of origin. I ask to clear past lives at the I am level. I ask to clear past lives in the new one universe, and I ask to clear reservations to expanding consciousness once universal God consciousness is attained. I ask to clear any hidden vows. I ask to clear sensitivity to others' energies. I ask to clear unwillingness to learn, and I ask to clear the desire to suffer. I ask to clear the belief that you'll never be a millionaire. I ask to clear vows of poverty. I ask to clear any contracts or curses. I ask to clear hate of self. I ask to clear toxic shame, and I ask to clear stinginess. I ask to clear all illness. I ask to clear accidents, illness, Alzheimer's, and dementia. I ask for your souls to be updated with the latest love, light, wisdom, and understanding. And I ask for your high self committees, masters, guides, and teachers to be working as a one with the creator of all that is. I ask to clear odds and ends into infinity, genetic DNA, and core beliefs. And I ask to clear the belief that you'll never make money in this economy. I ask to clear the belief that you're too young to be successful or you're too old to be successful. I ask to clear the belief that if you make a lot of money, you won't be spiritual. I ask to clear the belief that you have to make a lot of money or you have to work hard to make a lot of money. I ask to clear the belief that rich people are jerks. I ask to clear the belief that all rich people are stingy. I ask to clear any blocks to understanding that money is love. I ask to download you with the understanding that everything is energy, including money. I ask to download you with the understanding that money is love. I ask to clear resistance. I ask to clear stubbornness. I ask to download you with the understanding that energy moves in a circle. Whatever you send out comes back to you a thousandfold. And I ask for an alpha to omega clearing, a zero time clearing, and a clearing of all. I ask to clear money or the idea of making money in an illegal fashion in past, present, and future lives. I ask to clear past lives and chaos, parallel lives and chaos, future lives and chaos. I ask to clear any guilt or shame that you've ever held in any lifetime for making money with your body. I ask to clear any guilt or shame regarding having money and wealth. And I ask to clear the belief that being spiritual precludes you from being wealthy. I ask to clear any self-sabotage for having money. I ask to clear self-sabotage programs or conflict regarding having money. I ask to clear any conflict regarding having money. I ask to clear that you have to work hard for your money. I ask to clear anxiety around having money. Some people get very anxious when they have a lot of money because they feel people will steal from them. So I ask to clear the belief that people will steal from you if you're wealthy. I ask to clear the feeling of being unworthy to have wealth. I ask to clear feelings of unworthiness regarding the use of money. I ask to clear feelings of only needing what your bills are and no more. I ask to clear all negative thoughts regarding wealthy people. And I ask to clear the guilt of being wealthy in an impoverished earth. I ask to clear the fear of losing money. I ask to clear the belief that you cannot be a millionaire. I'm allowing that to sink in. I ask to clear the fear of having your money stolen. I ask to clear the fear of losing your money. I ask to clear the fear that there is never enough. I ask to clear the thoughts that money is evil, dirty, or the root of all evil. I ask to clear the worry that banks will be folding. I ask to clear the fear that the stock market will crash. I ask to clear the fear that you will lose your job or your income or your clients. I ask to clear the fear that you will die in poverty. I ask to clear the fear that you don't know how to make money. Take a deep breath. I ask to clear the belief that money is hard to come by. And I ask to clear the belief that you only can be wealthy if you are a certain type of person, and that's not you. So I ask to clear that belief. I ask to clear the belief that you won't have enough to pay your bills on time. I ask to clear the belief that you cannot pay for your children's education, clothing, and supplies. What you want. I ask to clear the belief that you will follow in your parents' footsteps regarding having money. I ask for all your fears to be cleared about money. I ask to clear your self-doubt. I ask to clear the fear of change. I ask to clear the fear of success. I ask to clear your fear of rejection. I ask to clear your fear of numbers. I ask to clear indecision. I ask to clear that you are stuck. I ask to clear feelings of being stuck. I ask to clear clutter in the financial mess, Ollie. I ask to clear your family blocks to financial freedom. I ask to clear self-sabotage. I ask to clear feelings of unworthiness. I ask to clear feelings of shame. I ask to clear feelings of guilt. I ask to clear victimization. I ask to clear blame. I ask to clear your fear of growth, and I ask to clear decisions that zap your money. I ask to clear the pattern that creates a financial crisis that requires money to be spent. And I ask to clear false beliefs that you do not deserve wealth. I ask to clear the false belief that you do not deserve love. I ask to clear this false belief that you are unworthy. I ask to clear feelings of unworthiness. I ask to clear feelings and beliefs of not being good enough. I ask to clear beliefs that you do not have enough education to be wealthy. I ask to clear your beliefs that you do not have what it takes to be happy. I ask to clear the belief that you do not have what it takes to attract love into your life. I ask to clear your fear of growth. I ask to clear false beliefs that you do not deserve wealth. And I ask to clear false beliefs that you do not deserve love. I ask to clear negative programming that is triggered by wealth. And I ask to clear negative programming that is triggered by poverty. I ask to clear the trigger mechanisms. And I ask to clear cords, webs, hooks, psychic hooks regarding money. I ask to clear perceptions, programmings, and beliefs that there will never be enough. I ask to clear perceptions, programmings, and beliefs that you do not have enough. I ask to clear poverty demons. I ask to clear all attached energies that are impeding your personal growth. And I ask to clear attached energies and attachments that are impeding your wealth and financial gain. I ask to clear addictive personalities that have been attracted to your suffering and pain. And I ask to clear all static in your auric fields created by suffering and worry. I ask to clear whatever I have missed. I ask to clear your father's emotional beliefs about money. I ask to clear your father's emotional beliefs around people with money. I ask to clear your father's emotional beliefs about how difficult it is to get money. I ask to clear your father's emotional beliefs about how hard it is that you have to work for your money. I ask to clear your father's emotional beliefs about spending money. I ask to clear your father's emotional beliefs about saving money. I ask to clear your father's beliefs about earning money. I ask to clear your father's beliefs about how difficult it is to get money. I ask to clear your father's beliefs about how difficult it is to save money. I ask to clear your father's beliefs about abundance, because abundance can happen in a moment. Abundance can happen in a heartbeat. I ask to clear your father's poverty consciousness from your DNA. I ask to clear all blocks to being a good steward with money. I ask to clear illusions about money. I ask to clear illusions about spending money. I ask to clear the program that makes you feel loved by spending. And I ask that money flow to you in a supernatural way. And I ask for you to be tapped into the super consciousness of the universe, the cosmos, and the divine flow. And I ask for blessings to be tripled and quadrupled for you day by day. And I ask for this flow to be effortless and easy. And I ask for you to be connected to all that is. And I ask for a cascade of miracles to unfold in your life. And I ask for joy, peace, love, harmony, and happiness to permeate every cell of your being. There is no lack and limitation in the divine mind, only what we believe to be so. And I ask for you to be blessed with wealth and prosperity in the now beyond your wildest dreams. Bless you, bless you, bless you with the prosperity of all that is. Bless you with success. You are blessed with wealth, prosperity, love, happiness, harmony for all time. See your desires in the realm of divine mind. There is no lack or poverty in divine mind. You are one with the divine. Money is an energy to be honored. Money is the manifestation. It is the material manifestation of the energy of love. So the more you love yourself, the more you love and accept yourself, the more good will flow to you in all areas of your life. So bless you, bless you, bless you. Thank you so much for being here tonight. I managed to get through this all. I'm going to open to questions if anyone has them. I'm just going to do a wrap-up, mop-up for everyone. Does anyone have any questions or anything they'd like to share?
Feel real relaxed right now.
It's probably almost bedtime, right, Nikki?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else have anything that they'd like to share? Thank you, Nikki.
Everybody's
good? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Buster. Okay, everybody, I'm going to just close with this prayer blessing for everyone. Just to make sure that everyone has this cascade of miracles blessing. I want to make sure. So I ask for a cascade of miracles to permeate all areas of your lives. I ask for vibrant health, and I ask for miracles to unfold for you in your business, in your personal life, in your love life. I ask for you to be successful in all areas of your life. I ask for a deep connection with the divine, and I ask for you to know that you're completely loved and that you are love itself. And I ask for these miracles to unfold beginning today. And the more grateful that you are for receiving them, the more that will come to you and unfold in your life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So it is. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for listening. And pass on the information. I am opening up. I'm going to be doing a six-week coaching. This will be a group coaching program. It's beginning within the next 2 weeks. This is a group coaching program if you know anybody that's interested. And I am also, in the next couple of weeks, opening up a VIP day for people who really want to move through their issues quickly. In this VIP day, there will be ceremony, there will be magic, there will be miracles, and we'll be clearing a lot of negativity, a lot of patterns, and moving you into a really successful, positive life. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. And next week, we're going to talk about how women think they know what they want. And when they get what it is that they chose for themselves, how disappointed they can be. So we're going to talk about that messed up manifestation behavior that we have, and how to be happy with what we ask for. So next week, that'll be for both men and women, of course. I'm Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Visit my website, jenniferelizabethmasters.com. Please email me if you have any further questions or comments. I'd love to hear from you. And you can also find me on Facebook, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Thank you so much for being here. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.